know-it-all advice columnist.
Can I give you some advice?
Just one piece of advice.
The worst advice.
Welcome to Not So Nice Advice.
Hey, this is Chuck Nice. You got a problem, we got the answer, whether it works or not.
The worst piece of advice.
The worst advice.
Bad advice.
Here's what we do. We read advice columns, we figure out why they're wrong, and then we give you the real answer.
Is this bad advice?
Some of the worst advice.
Worst advice.
Hey, I am a professional comedian.
That's actually what makes this advice so insidious.
This is Not So Nice Advice with Chuck Nice.
I suppose it's good advice.
Bill's parents listening to the show. Now that my parents are dead, you know, it's
my
like
parents just don't love me. And don't
well,
me, so.
Listen, how can you? You can't blame them for being human.
Well, yeah.
As far as
pee
I can,
on the, pee on me while you're at it. Pour gasoline on the fire.
You know,
that's not loved.
We don't blame your parents for having good judgment, but.
Fond of my balls. Fond of my.
Stop that.
Go ahead, Raunchy.
Now that I know his parents have listened to the. It's like it makes me self conscious.
Yeah, no more fondling of balls.
Well, I'm not going to say that. You know, perhaps we'll have to fondle the balls tastefully.
They really don't care.
Fondle the testicles. Fondle the testicles.
That was funny.
Guy cleanly.
Guy cleanly. Oh, that's right. Guy cleanly here. That's right. I'm the soft porn of radio. Guy cleanly. Thanks for tuning in. Please allow me to. I was about to say, come in your eardrum, man. I can't help myself.
What's wrong with you? Because you're a sick bastard.
I can't help myself. Even trying to do guy cleanly, you know, the double entendre is still too.
How about, you know, hey, bundle up, put a sweater on. It's a little chilly out there here on the East Coast.
God, you sound like.
Wind chills like down to 9 degrees.
Oh, my God. That you would do a pretty decent morning weatherman.
Oh, like, yes. Thank you. Hey, Carol. Oh, great to see you. Yes. It is a little chilly out there. You're going to have to bundle up. Get the scarves and mittens out, okay? Make sure those kids have their hats on.
It's like either morning weatherman or every person in the Midwest. One or the other.
I'll see you at the Cracker Barrel. I'll be there at 1:30. You know, we're signing calendars.
It's funny, too, because people actually think that the Midwest, everybody in the Midwest is like chipper.
They're not.
And they're not.
No. They're not chipper, but they're kind of like, when I drove across country, we stopped at every Cracker Barrel because we love it. And people are just like zombies. They're just shoveling food in their faces.
And it's not zombie. It's like the 1,000-yard stare.
Yeah, I meant catatonic.
Yeah, they have like a 1,000-yard stare. Yeah. It's almost like they, you know, like they're
aliens.
No. Like they just don't give a damn. Like they don't give a. They give zero fucks. You know what I mean? Like
they're not angry.
It's not angry. That's why I say it's the 1,000-yard stare. Yeah. So I'm in Minnesota, right? And it's
too cold to smile there.
Well,
anyway.
So that's what I'm saying. Like, here's the sensibility of the people there. I am standing looking out from the 14th floor of the hotel where you get on the elevator. There's a big picture window there. And man, it's just beautiful. Like
it's beautiful.
Oh my God, it's just.
We're in Minnesota because I didn't know they had buildings like that in Minnesota.
Well, that's where Bill and his family kill pigs.
Well, no, I was.
We're from Minnesota, but we're from more like the small town of five.
No,
all
this
of them
is,
are the same family.
Where's the Mall of America?
Minneapolis.
Oh, okay. Thank you. So I'm. That's where I am. But on the hotel, when you look out, it's so flat you can see. You know what I mean?
Like big sky country.
Yeah,
they call
you can
it, right?
actually yeah. see like far, and the trees are changing. And I'm standing there. This guy walks up to get on the elevator. I'm staring out the window, and you know, and I just can't help but say it. I'm like, oh my God, this is just so beautiful, man. Look at that. And he goes like this. Yeah, try being in this shithole in January.
I thought you were gonna say. Here's my wallet. Please don't hurt me.
Throw his wallet at you.
Yeah. No. Those are pioneer people. Okay. The Midwest. They're pioneer people. They don't lack. They may not like black people, but they're not afraid of them.
Good point.
You know what I mean? Yeah. they may be like
they're packing. That's
yeah, they're like yeah. We may not like the Negroes, but quite frankly, I don't know if they're immune to lead. So, I suppose that's your friend in the wood chipper.
That's right. Never found anything.
Exactly. What a great movie that is. Bill, do you know that movie?
Fargo?
Fargo.
That is correct. That is Fargo.
Oh, I'm surprised I knew that.
Look at that.
I haven't seen that movie probably in 15 years.
Yeah, I haven't seen
it. It just triggered something in my brain. I'm glad my brain works.
I saw it.
That's amazing. I can't believe I thought of that.
I can't believe you just had a light bulb moment about having a light bulb moment.
Yes.
That was so Oprah meta, I don't know what to do.
I'm excited.
I saw that in the theater, by the way.
I think I did too.
When it came out.
When it came out in the theater, and I have to tell you.
Was that 94 or something?
95.
Something like that.
Why am I trying to answer?
Yeah, why are you trying
box
to
box office Bill here.
The OB is here.
Box office Bill.
No, no.
Oh.
No, it was box office Bill. There you go.
Box office Bill.
Thank you.
He knows everything about movies.
Okay, I like the about movies. That's new, all right.
Bill's going to get, wait a second.
I don't know everything.
Hey,
I don't know everything. But anyway, yeah. By the way, a beautiful movie to see in a theater. Because who knew that
I think I did too.
Barren tundra wasteland could look so good on camera? Who knew that? Anyway.
You ever drive cross country?
No, I hate driving.
I did with my brother like 5-6 years ago. And from Vegas to Denver.
Nothing.
No, gorgeous.
Oh, really?
The Red Mountain, the mountains. Oh, you're driving through mountains. It's just gorgeous. From Denver to Chicago. Flat, nothing.
Yeah. Nothing.
Nothing okay. going on. It's like boring as...
Cool.
Mexico can be terrifying to drive through because of the...
Mexico?
Because of the Mexicans?
New Mexico.
Because of the Mexicans?
New Mexico.
Because of the Mexicans?
Well, I mean, they don't help.
They're not Mexicans, Chuck. They're New Mexicans.
Oh, the New Mexicans.
Yeah, the New
Mexicans. I'm totally fine with them.
Neo-Mexicans,
It's those old Mexicans that I don't like.
Oh, no.
Yeah, the Neo-Mexicans. No, the...
Neo-Mexicans.
Since it's like a basin, when it starts raining, it just starts flooding. So I was driving through there, and I was just seeing the water rising up to like past the tire to the door, and I maintain that I'm still alive because I was following an Escalade at like 3 miles an hour of like Escalade
in the wake of an Escalade.
Yeah, and just like as like the rain is just coming down, it's like follow Escalade. If Escalade goes off the road, I go off the road because it knows where it's going because it is a big car.
Was this Android Bill?
At that time, yes, because I was just kind of like Because obviously, if you get stiffer in the car, it helps steady the car.
You were tweaking from the meth you bought in the Winnebago. Yes.
By the way, big problem in New Mexico, right? Drugs.
Breaking Bad.
Yeah. Was that where Breaking Bad was? Yeah. Okay, guys.
That's what I said. Meth, Winnebago.
Yes. Come on. Well, here's the thing that you're gonna now hate about me.
You've only seen it twice.
You never watched
I've
Breaking
seen
Bad.
Two episodes of Breaking Bad, one of which was the finale. So.
So watch it backwards.
Oh, and watch him become a good guy. I'll watch it in reverse and see him transform into a decent dude.
You can still start watching it. And I thought it was one of the best first episodes of a show I've ever seen because it had a beginning, middle, and end in the first episode. It was like a complete show.
Okay, I'm going to watch the first episode.
It's great.
I thought like it really takes off after like the third or fourth episode. You like can't stop watching. But I do agree with the first episode is basically like a movie in its format.
Really?
But then you're like, I got really hooked post like third or fourth episode, then it's like, all right, I'm in. And I for some reason could never watch like hour long shows. I just
so
never
now,
had the patience.
Just remind me of the premise of Breaking Bad, even though I'm sure this is like really exciting podcasting right now. We're talking about a TV show that went off the air like five years ago.
I am loving it.
If Bill tells you, that'll be the whole show. So let me tell you so I can do it quickly.
Oh,
okay?
Really? Okay.
Yes.
So just
teacher,
remind me, what is the premise of the Breaking Bad?
Family guy, teacher.
Family guy, teacher.
Sick.
He gets
broke.
Cancer.
Yes, broke.
He has no money.
Yeah, he's hurting.
So he can't afford his bills and crap like
Smart
that.
Smart guy, too. And he had at one point, he had a chance to be in a big company, make a lot of money.
So what, is he like a chemistry teacher then?
Yeah, something like that.
Okay, so he's a chemistry teacher.
So his brother-in-law is a cop. He goes on a raid with him. He sees one of his former students jumping out of a bedroom window to get away from the cops.
Oh.
He knows what he's up to with the meth thing. He knows he can make really good meth because he's a chemistry guy, and he's a brilliant chemistry guy. He hooks up with the kid. And they start their bit. They start going from there.
Okay, that's a great idea for a series.
He makes the best meth, like the primo shit.
Right. He's the Lafitte Rothschild of meth.
Like the kid he's working with, like his secret ingredient was chili powder. He's like, you're a fucking idiot. It's like, let me show you how to really make meth.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
Great characters, great acting, great show.
Okay.
Got a spinoff. It's also very successful.
Okay, yeah. And Better Call Saul.
Better Call Saul.
Bob
Odenkirk.
Stupid.
Bob Odenkirk. No, Odenkirk actually, it's great.
Oh, I love Bob Odenkirk.
Yeah, he's Saul.
He's
this like, he's one of those like
lawyers, cheesy lawyers.
Yeah, cheesy lawyers.
Okay, he's a drug lawyer.
Yeah.
But he didn't start out that way. He wanted to be a good lawyer, but yeah. just, it never works that way.
I haven't seen the show as much.
It never starts out that way. You know, everybody wants to be a good lawyer, just like nobody wants to go into porn. And,
you know how he got his name?
Well, not nobody.
He got his name because Saul Goodman.
No.
Saul Goodman, that's his name. Yeah.
Oh, and is that his catchphrase? No. Saul Goodman.
It's not his real name. He had to change his name because he got disbarred, all this stuff, you know, so... Yeah, right. It became a shtick lawyer, you know, with the commercials and everything.
Right,
yeah.
Right. Okay, this sounds a little bit less appealing than the first thing you told me about.
But it's good because he's great to watch, so it's not the same kind of show.
It's like if you like him from
prequel,
Breaking Bad.
Too. It's a prequel.
If you like him from Breaking Bad.
Now it got a little more interesting, the fact that it's a prequel.
Yeah.
Okay.
You get a couple seasons of him on Breaking Bad, and if you like him from that, watch the spinoff. If not, then...
He's one of the best characters in Breaking Bad, too. It's fantastic. He's hilarious, too.
All right, I got to say, you guys have piqued my interest, so I'm going to go ahead and give it a shot. I'm going to watch Breaking Bad, at least the very first episode, because I've only seen two. One episode that I saw, he was already like a drug dude, and he was showing up at somebody's house and threatening them. I mean, he was just like a regular drug lord, and that's why I didn't get into the show.
Well, because he has this alter ego.
Yeah. I was just like, okay, I'm watching this show. This guy's just a white drug lord. That's all, big deal.
You know, it's funny. It's really interesting that he just buys into this alter ego. Buys in. He's like, right. I'm this guy.
And then at certain points, I was actually rooting for more of the villains in the show than him. At one point, it was
because you're a dark, deep, dark, scary black hole guy.
I'm not denying that.
Yeah, you are. You're a little scary, though.
I'm going to put in the description for the show, fast forward. If you don't want to hear about Breaking Bad, fast forward to 10 minutes in.
No, don't.
I'm not going to do that.
Okay, good. And speaking of a show, my name is Chuck Nice. This is Not So Nice Advice. Thank you for joining us. We certainly appreciate that your ears are here. I am talking to Seth. Did you like that? That was my version of being a top 40 DJ.
That's great. My son's learning rhyming, too. Yeah. He loves it. I'll let him listen to the show.
Please do that.
Ears are here.
Yeah.
Your show was like 4 seconds long. I know, it's great. Yeah.
Exactly. Seth, the producer, is here.
Mm.
And so is Bill, the assistant, better known as Box Office Bill. Say something, Bill.
Hello.
Okay, that'll work.
Who's it me you're looking for?
Please don't do that. That is so creepy, please. I just see like a blind Lionel Richie singing to Bill right now as Bill is carrying books, walking through the hallway, and Lionel Richie is blind, sitting at a piano, just like, you know,
I
wanna Bill.
If I could see again, I want to see you naked before I die.
Exactly.
Well, I'll kill him.
All right, that'll kill him. Nice job, Bill. Nice job. All right, so you know what we do here. You heard the open of the show. We read advice columns and blogs. We tell you why they suck. We give you the real answer. And that answer will suck, too. And and then while we're doing that, Seth will make faucet dripping sounds, you know?
Drip.
Yeah, Dave. Drip. Drip.
There it is. Right there. There it is. Keeping me up all night. Somebody fix that.
God damn it!
Can't we get a washer? Can't we just get a fucking simple washer
for
that
rich
thing? Oh, God. Okay. Let's get into our first letter.
All right, Ronchi.
Dear fellas, I had a brief affair with a musician.
Who didn't?
Nah, tell me about it. Every affair with a musician is a brief affair with a musician. I fell so deeply in love. I now have a huge problem.
Pregnant?
Baby.
Damn, guys. Hey, thanks for getting in there on that parenthood thing. I have a huge problem. Pregnant? Baby.
You said huge.
Yeah. I work as a journalist, and I know I have no future with this man, and I have to stop seeing him. Yet I keep texting him to come over.
This sounds like a movie.
Red Rover, bring your penis over.
Rated R, starring Deborah Winger.
This is a sequel to Urban Cowboy.
Rat him, yeehaw. Okay.
Sissy hit you, I'm going to kill that son of a bitch.
Wow. that was a pretty good Southern Travolta.
Yeah. There you go.
All right, he told me that all the women he's ever been with have complained about his bad habit of smoking pot every morning. I think it's a bad habit, too. I believed he meant that they left him because most marijuana users live alone and are isolated, so I have read.
Chuck, they left him because he banged their mom.
Yeah, he is a musician.
He left them because he was done with them, and he asked them to leave.
Right.
I'm going to go smoke pot. The door's over there.
No, they left him because he went like this. Are you still here? That's why they left.
Monica? No, my name's Betty. Whatever.
Right.
Just make me breakfast or get the hell out.
Are you still here?
No, it's like this.
You fit into my imagination. I don't remember asking you to stay.
So I don't want to give up on him. I want to show him that I care. So I started dropping by for surprise visits. Seth is choking. That's awesome. One night, while I was there, he was with his pot friends.
Pot friends.
Oh my God! This
hey
is like
guys,
a
guys. We're the pot friends.
I love
this is like a scene out of Reefer Madness.
We can make a T-shirt, pot friends.
This is great.
This is so many different movies wrapped into one.
I know, and they're all after school movies. You
or
know,
now it's like Unlawful Entry. Now, yeah. Oh,
yeah,
this reminds me of Ben Affleck was in the steroid after school special.
This is the scene. The scene.
Hey man, let me ask you something. You my pot friend.
What?
You know what I'm saying, nigga? You my pot friend.
Puff Puff Give.
How are you doing that, man?
Anyway. All right, let me continue. One night he was there with his pot friends and clearly annoyed that I came by, but I spent the night with him anyway. She's the best.
She's here, so.
By the way, ladies, if you're wondering how to get rid of a man, please take notes right here.
Drop in.
Yeah, no, just take notes from everything this woman has said, okay? Really, like seriously, you want to break up with a dude because like, you don't quite know how to do it? Like maybe he's a little more into you than you're into him and you're just like, where is this going? I don't really want it to go any further. Everything this woman is doing, just do that. Ugh. Another time, I surprised him on a Monday morning. He opened the door and said he was sleeping and turned his back on me.
Wait, say that again?
Sorry,
that line again? Say that line again? He what?
He opened the door and said he was sleeping and turned his back on me.
Was he sleepwalking?
So I left him alone for about a month and then I went to see if he was okay. This chick is insane.
We don't even have to say anything in this letter. It's hilarious on its own.
I love it. By the way, this chick is so crazy. If I weren't married, I'd date her immediately.
Just for the jokes.
Yeah, just right. For the jokes.
Just give her royalties.
I just wanted to break the routine, his destructive way of life. Lately, all I do is phone him and text him.
Kidnap
his dog.
Once a week.
And say things like, hi, sweetums. If you ever want to see Muffy again, you better call me. No. I say things
smiley
like.
Smiley face.
I think, exactly. Smiley face dagger.
Yeah, knife.
I say things like, hi, sweetie, etc. And then sometimes I'll just drop off books to him.
How to get away with murder.
Oh, dude, this is amazing. He lives near my grandmother, so I look up at his windows to see if the blinds are shut.
Oh, she's insane.
She's a stalker.
Oh, God, yes. And they always are.
Because there's another girl in there, you moron.
Absolutely.
No, he's with the grandma.
Mm-hmm. Oh, maybe.
Wow, Bill. You really, when you go dark, man. I love it.
Bill's been with grandma.
I imagine him sitting there smoking, and I want to burst in and force myself on him and hit him and scream at him to stop and get your life together.
She wants to rape him?
Hey, listen, that would be an improvement on everything else that she has done thus far.
She said she wanted to force herself on him.
Yeah, I'm not bad. I'm not. Yeah, listen. What can I do? I don't know what to do.
Do the exact opposite of everything you've done so far.
I'm going to
move on.
No, how about this? You need to start smoking some weed.
Well, she sounds a little paranoid. Maybe she already is.
Yeah, I'm going to tell you something right now. If anybody ever needed weed, all right, it is
you. I think you should take Zoloft like I do.
Yeah. Anyway, it's signed Miss Sad. Okay. That says it all right there.
Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm. Dear Miss Sad, you get charming little half-wit. Oh, please. Some of the happiest, richest, cleverest people I know start their day by toking up. Leave the chap alone. You know... Aside from the the condescending British tone that she took. Yeah. I really agree with her 100%.
Did it say that in parentheses? Condescending British tone?
Yeah, reading notes. Chuck, when you read this, please have a condescending British tone. Yeah, I think...
if you want to get laid, go to his house. Stop making this something it's not.
Well, no, see, here's the thing. Let's go back to
the
beginning.
She's crazy.
No, let's go back to the beginning. I had a brief affair with a musician this year, and I fell so deeply in love. You're insane.
Yes.
No one falls deeply in love during a brief affair.
Well, they do, but they're crazy.
No, that's, yeah, well, they do.
It's not real.
Right, it's not real.
It's euphoria.
Yeah, you know, when you fall deeply in love during a brief affair, then that's when you say that, well, it is infatuation, unless you're insane, in which case you say things like, I'm your boyfriend now. You know what I mean? That type of thing.
You've never said that, Chuck. You've done it.
Yeah, well, listen.
Wait, you don't believe in love at first sight then?
Oh, I certainly do. My wife was love at first sight. Fell in love with my wife the moment I saw her and thought I was going to marry her, unless, of course, like most women, she got hip to the game and ran far, far away from me, which is normally the MO, you know.
She's still there.
Yeah, she is still there.
She feels kind of like
no,
stuck.
Primarily because I hobbled her like the movie Misery.
I'm your biggest fan.
I'm your biggest fan, Jess.
Ah, poor woman.
Yeah, she is. I feel sorry for my wife. I'll tell you the truth. I feel bad for her all the time. The fact that she's married to me makes me...
And you refer to her at least you're James
funny.
Conn.
At least you're funny.
What's that?
At least you're funny.
Not to her, I'm not.
Well, that's really bad.
Nothing funny here, buddy.
The day the laughter died. Exactly. The Chuck Nice story.
It's the day the laughter died. My wedding day.
Oh.
Anyway, you're insane if you think you fell deeply in love with somebody during a brief affair and you stalk them and you want to change their life. You can't accept who they are, but yet, yeah, you're insane. Basically, you're just insane. And so I think what you should do is take every...
Kill yourself.
No,
yeah,
stop that.
I was waiting for that.
Take every opportunity to care for this man.
What?
Yes. Every chance you get, stop by his house.
Absolutely. Every day.
Stare up at the windows.
Stare in the sun for a few hours.
How about this? Fall in love with the sun.
Go to and it.
Stare up
Go
at
to it.
Exactly.
It was love at first sight.
Why won't you love me back?
I gave you a tan, bitch. Yeah. What else you want?
To be honest, the only thing that you can do, to be honest, lady,
get
is...
Get a therapist.
No. You need about 9 cats.
I'll be the cat lady.
Yeah, you need to be the cat
love
lady.
The cats.
Love
the cats.
The cats
will love you.
That's right. There you go. As long as
no man will love you.
As long as you feed them, they will love you back. And when you die, there'll be something there to eat your body.
Can a person like this...
Because nobody's going to miss you when you die. Because you're crazy.
God, so she
I know that was
weaken
harsh.
The dead cat lady.
Can someone like this? You're a smart guy, Chuck. You know about this stuff. Can someone like this actually be helped? Can she? Like, she would sounds like she would need years of psychotherapy, like maybe even drugs.
Yeah,
I'm not even kidding.
No, like, most people like this don't get help. What they do is find a codependent partner. So what will most likely happen to this woman, if I can just be serious for a second, she'll find somebody who's just equally as crazy, but on the opposite end of the spectrum. And the
or
two
back to the spectrum now?
Well, no. But what will happen with that is they will just do this dance of destruction with one another for years and years and years.
And not even realize. They'll think everyone else is crazy.
And then they'll wake up 30 years later and figure out that they've wasted most of their life with each other and then move on to another crazy relationship.
Well, someone will kill another person.
Well, we can only hope.
No, seriously, though.
Because that's natural selection working itself out.
What is it, though? Is there something that could be fixed there, or are these just people that just are the way they are?
No. Clearly, if you get the right amount of help, you can do this. This woman has all of this.
She is not aware.
No, she's not, because everything came out of, everything here that I'm reading comes out of, without playing armchair psychologist, which is exactly what I'm playing.
Ooh. Well, there's a spinoff show.
Hey, Chuck Nice, armchair psychologist. Hand me my pipe.
It's the same show, but you just have a pipe in your mouth.
Exactly.
It's slightly harder to hear. Where's your armchair psychologist accent?
Right. No, everything is coming out of a place of insecurity. Somewhere along this woman's life, she was scarred in such a
parents.
Way where she can't. Yeah, probably.
Fuckers.
Yeah. Everything's coming out of a place of insecurity, and she's not complete. She's looking for somebody to complete her. Don't ever do that. I don't care who you are, male or female. Don't do that. Find a way to get yourself whole, then find somebody else who's whole. The two of you will come together and make a different unit out of two whole units, and you will have a wonderful relationship. If you can't do that, then find somebody that's codependent with you in the most positive way possible, like Tom Brady and Giselle, okay? They're two crazy people who are codependent, but the results are spectacular.
Thanks, Eckhart Tolle.
Two halves cracked right down the center.
There you go. All right, let's move on. Shall we?
Book.
Can I give you some advice?
Just one piece of advice.
The worst advice.
Welcome back to Not So Nice Advice with Chuck Nice.
New letter.
Can we just read the same one again?
Yeah.
That was so good.
It was good. All right, here we go.
You told me that she goes over unannounced. I almost spit my water out.
Well, I got to tell you, I was given that advice once in my life by my mother. She said, if you ever want to find out what a girl really looks like, go to her house at 5:30 in the morning and knock on the door. Unannounced.
If you want her to hate you forever,
no.
She looks like pepper spray.
Right. Yep. If she opens the door, and you can live with what you're seeing for the rest of your life, then you can marry that girl.
Your mom told you that?
Yep.
Wow.
Yeah. My mom was no bullshit, man.
That's like the same advice as like the Bronx Tale. If she doesn't unlock your door,
she's
a selfish bitch. And
so anyway, you know, nobody is putting forward their true self when you meet them. You know, so like before you fall in love with somebody, you got to make sure that you see them in every facet.
That's why I tell the girls to hold out with the guy. If you like the guy, hold out for a little while. So make sure.
What do you mean, sex wise?
Yeah.
Make sure what?
Make sure he's in it for you, not just for it.
So what if he is in it for it?
It's not a foolproof plan.
It's not foolproof.
Yeah, but no. If he's in just to get laid, and then you have to decide if you just want sex or what, you know. But you know.
Well, I say this
because if you start too soon, it becomes the thing you do when you. Hey, we're gonna go to the movies before we have sex, or we're gonna have dinner before we have sex, or we're gonna take a walk before we have sex.
This relationship's all about movies.
Yeah.
My life. No.
What I want to do is I want to have dinner while we're having sex.
Well, there you
okay,
go.
So
you're gonna George Costanza.
But the night is gonna end. The night is ending with sex. That's what I mean. So like, you know, you can have the rest of your life to have sex. So you don't want to get to know each other first. You know what I mean?
Well, no. The way you said it, like that, you got the rest of your life to have sex, so get to know each other first. That can be a good thing.
That's
you
what
know?
I'm saying.
Sex may confuse issues.
Yes.
You know?
Because then you're like, this is really good. I just want to keep doing this.
Well, not when you're emotionally scarred and highly compartmentalized. Then, you know, the sex is separate anyway, so it's not a big deal.
Oh, and just forget what everything I said. Because we're all emotionally scarred anyway. So
great.
All right, let's move on.
Solving problems.
My child attends a private elementary school. The school is trying to discourage gossip, which can lead to teasing and bullying.
Hmm.
The way they do that is when a child asks a question about another child, the teacher's answer is,
"None of your business."
Exactly. That's what they say. That's none of your business. Whether I agree with that response is irrelevant because I feel schools have the right to run themselves the way they deem proper. However, isn't there a nicer way to phrase this? I think remembering hearing years ago something like, please tend to your own affairs. Oh, dear.
Oh, my God.
Oh, please. Little Tommy, please tend to your own affairs.
I'm having flashbacks to my elementary school.
I agree that whoever wrote that script for, here's the answer. I agree that whoever wrote the script for those educators was less than tactful. A better way to phrase it would be, you do you and stop worrying about other people.
You, boo?
Right. Yeah, okay. Who's writing this standard operating procedure?
Teacher, they're talking.
Me from the housewives? Who gonna do that, boo? Who gonna check me, boo? Who gonna check me, boo? You do you, boo.
But they're talking about me.
Mom, for some reason, our teacher keeps calling me boo. Like I'm a ghost or something. Am I dead? You do you, boo. Okay. Anyway.
Billy's in elementary school, but Billy doesn't know is he's dead.
The you do you philosophy was running rampant through most upper class schools.
I think we got too soft. I think we need to go back to hitting. You know, I think we need to get more physical again.
No, there's something to say to scarring slap. A child through corporal punishment, I have to say.
Teacher's aides.
Instead of mind fucking them, you know, just give them a slap.
Yeah, exactly, because that, let me tell you something.
The mind fuck lasts forever.
And that, but yeah,
the sting goes away, you know, with the slap.
You know, some might say there's some emotional scarring with the slap, too. That lasts forever. Some might say
You can go overboard with it, I'm just saying. But,
exactly. Like
keep the brass knuckles
like
in
a
drawer.
Like a board with nails in it. You know what I mean? I'm just saying. Right. You know, they
ban those from most schools.
From most. Not from the... Hey, listen, my brother is a teacher, and all I can tell you is
he prefers the term educator. Yes. Thank you.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. He's an educator, unless he's at certain schools, in which case he's a police officer. And it's rough. It's rough. Being a teacher is rough. Being an educator is rough. And I feel very, very... afraid for the future of America because people keep defunding schools. Wait, what show is this?
I know,
what am I doing?
You just became an old guy.
I can't help myself. Look at this.
I feel sorry for the future.
I'll tell you right now.
When I was a child.
Future of America. Oh, man, we used to be great. I don't understand why we can't make ourselves great again.
Well, we are.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Trump's America.
Grab him by the pussy. Trump's America. Grab him by the pussy. We're going to build a wall. We're going to build a fence. Anti-abortion. It's Mike Pence. Okay. Anyway, long story short, I think it's cool to tell kids to mind your own business because, first of all, what it teaches.
Why does it sugarcoat it?
Yeah, it teaches them that, one, there are times to be blunt, there are times to be direct, and it also teaches them to mind your fucking business because, like, I tell that to my kids all the time. They're like, Dad, where are you going? To a place called Nunya. Oh man.
What's Nunya?
And they hate when I and you know what's funny is the little one keeps falling for it. I'm like, wait, where you going, Dad? To a place called Nunya. Is that work? Nope. It's none of your business. That's rude, Dad.
She's right.
Yeah, it is. But guess what? Here's the thing. Sometimes you have to understand in life that it's your place not to get involved in other people's affairs. And mind your business is a beautiful way to learn that.
It's very direct.
It is. Yeah. It's like...
Why does everything have to be so PC and like soft and right. Like, well, William... You can't really ask Cheryl about her shirt because it's her shirt, okay? Right.
Exactly.
Go take a nap, you little fucker.
Yeah, so I got to tell you, I disagree with both these people, the person who wrote it and the person who answered it. It's like, mind your business is perfect, you know? And if you're black, mind your business is the mildest way somebody will ever tell you to mind your business.
You're gonna switch to the ball sack.
Right, exactly. So there you go. All right, we're out of time.
Yes.
And you know what we're about to do? We're about to go mind our business. So I suggest you people do the same. And your business better be about trying to help us promote this show. That's right. It's Not So Nice Advice. Make sure you find us on iTunes or wherever and give us 5 stars. Leave very good comments because that helps us rise in the rankings. Until next time, Seth the Twit can be found Seth the Producer can be found on Twitter at Seth the Twit.
Yeah.
And Bill the Assistant can be found on Twitter at Flavor Department. I am at Chuck Nice Comic everywhere. Until next time, I'm Chuck Nice saying, you got a problem, we got an answer, but it ain't none of your fucking business.